Do you know what this is? Anybody can see this? It's a thread, right? Look how easy I'll break it. Right? Now, let's, from a spiritual point of view, okay, like this. No. Like this. Now, what happens when, from a spiritual point of view, we for a moment assume that this is what the Bible says, sin. And we know what the Bible has to say about sin. Sin is what separates us from the presence of God, right? Sin binds us, right? All right. What happens here when sin starts binding our young people, our young man? Step back a little bit. Okay? And we see this as a church. We see this sin keep binding those people, those young people. Sorry about here. Okay? And we as parents, as church, we start worrying about it and we start praying about it and we do something about it. We say, listen, we're going to hold a night of prayer and we're going to pray that the power of Jesus Christ will break the bondage of sin. See if you can break this. Come on, pull apart. Hard! Hey, look at this. It broke. All right? Stand back now. Now what happens next? If we continue to live our life in sin, away from the face of God, and we wrap ourselves, and we wrap ourselves, and we wrap ourselves, and there's going to be a point, and you're going to see this, that no matter how hard these two guys, this young man over here and this young lady over here, are going to try to pull apart, they're not going to be able to. And my string broke. But if I were to wrap the string around those two young men, and I'm going to ask them to give everything they got to break it apart, do you think they'd be able to do it? No. Something else will have to happen from outside. Somebody that would have maybe a pair of scissors, we need to come in and break this. And who is that somebody else? That is Jesus. I believe firmly that new life has Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And not only that, I also believe that by the power of Jesus Christ, new life can break the bondage, can set people free, can change the courses of life by the power of Jesus Christ. But Christ also does something else for us. When Christ calls us, He not only calls us, He gives us something back. And tonight, I want to appreciate, I want to make sure that I have it here, those two young guys, and I don't know what else the young people like these days but Starbucks coffee. So I have two gift cards for you, $15 each. Go knock yourself out of Starbucks. You are very welcome. But the point is, even though it's funny, I want it for our young people and for us ourselves to learn what does it mean to play with sin. We, as I said, you guys are in the first love. Keep it pure. Keep it simple. Stay focused on Jesus. He will never let you down.